the Lost Girls, written by Ava Benny Morrison and read by Fiona McLeod. The suburban sprawl and housing estates of Sydney's southwestern fringe began to thin as Emmett Hudson and his brother Dave powered down the Hume Highway in their car, two dirt bikes in the attached trailer. They approached the Pheasant's Nest service station, where truck drivers on the well-worn Sydney-Canberra route gathered around the outdoor picnic tables and sipped coffee during early morning rest stops. But after a glance at the time, Emmett decided to push on. Without any stops, they'd reach their destination, Belangolo State Forest, at about 10 a.m. The winter sun cast a glow over the rolling paddocks rushing past his driver's side window. The four-lane highway was all but deserted on that clear August morning in 2010. It was Emmett's second trip to the forest, which wasn't far from Goulburn and about 90 kilometres inland from the coast. Now 31, he'd been riding motorbikes since he was a kid, just like Dave. The pair lived near Liverpool in Sydney's southwestern suburbs. Monday to Friday were spent working at Dave's restoration business, and their weekend trail rides were usually spent in the Blue Mountains, west of the city. This time, though, on the urging of mates, they decided to make the hour and a quarter drive south and spend their Sunday on the forest's web of fire trails and narrow, snaking tracks. Belangolo State Forest is nestled on the western outskirts of the picturesque Southern Highlands, centred around the quaint country towns of Bowral, where French-inspired boutiques and patisseries line the main street, and Berrima, where day trippers wander past charming colonial-style sandstone buildings. But the forest has little of that country charm. Most people can tell you about the grim past of the place before they can point to its location on a map. It's notorious as the hunting ground for the infamous serial killer Ivan Milat, a trigger-happy road worker who slaughtered and dumped seven innocent backpackers in the late 1980s and early 1990s. Emmett knew this, but it didn't deter him. Belangolo was one of Sydney's closest legal dirt bike riding spots. Now, as he turned off the Hume Highway onto Belangolo Road just before 10 a.m, he noticed that the farmland on either side of the road was dry. As the bitumen turned to dirt, rutted by the forestry trucks that travelled through every day, Emmett slowed down. He caught a quick glimpse of rusting sheds and rickety homesteads as the pine cover thickened and the sign to Belangolo State Forest appeared. Motorbike tracks were visible as the route turned into Bunnygalore Road. Eventually, the canopy cover in the southern pocket of the forest became sparse, and sprouting eucalypts bridged the gaps between ironbarks and grey gums. The grass was long in some spots and cleared in others. It looked as though a fire had torn through some months ago. Emmett and Dave at last reached the camping ground and pulled over. They were well within the forest boundaries, but the distant hum of machinery reminded them civilization wasn't too far away.